SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. As the government shutdown drags on, President Trump says not all federal workers should receive back pay after the government reopens.
I would say it depends on who we're talking about. I can tell you this, the Democrats have put a lot of people in great risk and jeopardy, but it really depends on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're going to take care of our people. There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president has no respect for federal workers.
Trump and his people are trying to threaten, use these people as pawns, and say they're not going to get paid, they're not going to get back pay, and all of these kinds of things. They realize it. So I've talked to air traffic controllers, I've talked to many, and they resent how Trump is trying to use them.
The deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago sparked some heated exchanges during a congressional hearing, including this response from Attorney General Pam Bondi to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
A majority of Supreme Court justices today seemed likely to side with a Christian counselor who is challenging bans on LGBT conversion therapy for kids as a violation of her First Amendment rights. Kaylee Childs argues the laws wrongly bar her from offering voluntary, faith-based therapy for kids. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law aimed at combating anti-Semitism in schools. Jewish leaders say it will help respond to alarming harassment against students. Stocks took a step back today. The Dow dropped 92 points, NASDAQ off 153. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on the difficulty of getting a Bible in some countries.
Open Doors International says the toughest place on earth to get a copy of the scriptures is Somalia. Second on the list is Afghanistan, followed by Yemen, North Korea, and Mauritania. Rounding out the top 10 are Eritrea, Libya, Algeria, Iran, and Turkmenistan. Persecution, high illiteracy rates, printing limitations, and or lack of resources can be blamed for the difficulties of getting a Bible in most of those nations. Michael Harrington reporting.
An update on Pope Leo's response to a Chicago cardinal who wanted to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, an abortion supporter. The Pope said critics need to understand what is really meaning by pro-life. He went on to say that anyone claiming to be against abortion but favors the death penalty is not really pro-life. Durbin has since denounced that he will not accept the award. This is SRN News. There are more medical concerns for Colorado football coach Deion Sanders.
Sanders is undergoing a procedure that's related to his blood clots, with the hope of being back at practice and on the sideline this weekend against Iowa State. The surgery is called aspiration thrombectomy. Sanders said it will take several hours. The 58-year-old gave the medical update at the end of his weekly news conference, saying he can't wait to get past this hurdle. He added it's hereditary and has nothing to do with him working at the level he's trying to compete at. I'm Bill Alexander.
President Trump predicts that Canadians will travel to the U.S. once again after a trade deal is reached. His talk of making Canada the 51st state infuriated Canadians who have canceled trips here in big numbers. There's been a 23% drop in Canadian visits to the U.S. in the first 7 months of this year versus the same period in 2024. More details at srnnews.com.